The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
All right, guys, these are hypothetical situations. We want to hear what kind of advice you would give these men. These men are wanting advice from the men on the show. This guy says, I temporarily...
You sure about that?
Huh?
You sure about that?
Am I sure about what?
I give great advice. What are you talking about?
Well, we're gonna see. Okay. All right. Let's go. Yeah. All right, here's the first one. This is from a guy who says, I shut off my wife's Amex card. What do I tell her to keep her from calling customer service? See, that's... You guys can give advice on that.
Oh, you shouldn't have done that, though, dog. You and your wife got to have a conversation on budgeting and how much money needs to be spent. You can't just cut your wife's card off. And now she just thanked the card cut off and you ain't told her you done it. That's just wild.
Y'all go. Wow. Junior?
That's what you would get. I'd already be on the phone with customer service just lying. What? You cut it off? Turn it back on! But I'm really talking to my mama. I ain't even talking to Mary Express. I better get this card back on before I lose my marriage. Turn it on. You can't. You got to send another one? Oh, no. Nah.
Steve.
You got to send another one. Overacting.
I tell her that the card was stolen. American Express cut it off until we straighten this whole thing out. And then while it's off, let's just have a budget talk. But right now that card's stolen and they're trying to figure it out. We're going to get a new card, but we need to go over a couple things.
Okay, so that's advice for the guys. All right, here's another one from a guy who says, my wife put on an old swimsuit and asked me if it still fits. It's too much body meat. Was hanging out. What do I tell her?
What?
Yeah.
What do you tell her?
You got to say that.
What? She's gorgeous in it. That's what you supposed
well, what
to
tell I
me.
Do is...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Good, Junior. Yeah.
Yeah. We got body meat hanging out now.
It's too much of it, he says.
You gonna say it like that, Tommy? That's your answer?
They need advice.
I don't think we ought to go to the pool today. I just don't think we ought to go.
Junior.
That's just my swim.
Gorgeous. I'm not going to say nothing bad about my wife's body. Hey, that's it. Hey, beautiful, babe.
Smart man. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Steve, yeah.
Go ahead.
Come on, Steve. Yes.
What I'll do is, like, I'll take a whole nother gradual approach. I'll go into the refrigerator and get out a can of Grand's biscuits, and I'll peel the label off. And then I'll take that spoon and I'll stick it right in that crack. And when that biscuit busts open, I'm going to say, now, baby, this what your back look like.
No way.
He even say that.
You want some more biscuits?
You make me sick.
All right, here's another one.
Yeah, because when you open up them can of biscuits, you put that spoon on that seam and it pop like that. That's what a lot of them backs be looking like.
We get it. Here's another one.
That's what they call biscuit back. It just pop out like that. Then you just ask her, do you want some more biscuits? No good in here. Well, she don't want no biscuits.
All right.
We probably won't make it out to the pool.
All right, help this guy out. He says, my wife's nephew looks just like me. I could possibly be the boy's daddy. What do I tell my wife?
What?
What you got to say about that, fellas?
Advice. That's all they need.
No, that ain't my son. That's it. I don't know who his dad is. Better go find him, but it ain't me.
Everybody got a twin. You know they say that. Everybody got a twin.
Doppelganger.
Steve. Here go my solution. Just like him. I bet you'll never see us next to each other ever again. I bet you won't.
Now that's it.
It's the last time you'd have seen us side by side. Hey, Junior coming over? No, hell no. No, hell he ain't. I'm going outside. Yeah, I'm leaving the house. Yeah.
Coming up next, prank phone call for today. Thank you, guys. Right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. And I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.